With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Montana reported 196 new lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 today. That's the second highest number of new cases reported in a single day. In Montana, 1,800 people are infected and 163 are hospitalized. 123 people have died since the beginning of the pandemic. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry announced yesterday that the program providing an additional $400 in unemployment benefits is coming to an end just 2 weeks after it started. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The state estimates it paid out $59 million through the Lost Wage Assistance Program that, including back pay, lasted 6 weeks for people who lost jobs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Federal Emergency Management Agency kicked in $300 for each payment, and the state covered the rest through federal coronavirus relief funds. FEMA informed the Department of Labor and Industry Wednesday that it would not approve any more funding. President Donald Trump ordered FEMA to make money available for the boost in payments after Congress did not reauthorize the $600 boost unemployed people had been receiving. The number of applications for unemployment assistance has increased for three consecutive weeks in Montana, according to the Associated Press. Almost 2,400 Montanans applied for assistance during the week that ended August 29th, according to the U.S. Employment and Training Administration. Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Some public school districts and public health officials in Montana say medical privacy laws are preventing them from working together when a positive COVID-19 case is found in a school. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Governor Steve Bullock's office released guidance on the issue today.
President of the Montana Association of School Nurses, Erica Harp, says the guidance will allow school districts to turn over information that will allow health officials to trace contacts of confirmed cases. She adds that the guidance, which includes protocols for when a symptomatic student should be sent home and when they could return to class, will be especially helpful for schools without a nurse on staff.
Knowing how many questions I get on a daily basis about, is this person in quarantine? Does this person need to go home? I think for the schools that are navigating that without a medical person on staff, it's very challenging.
County health officials across the state are taking a myriad of approaches to disclosing information to school districts about a student or staff member who tests positive for COVID-19. Some health departments are providing information to school nurses, who in turn give general information to school administrators, while other health departments say they can't share any information with school districts. Governor Steve Bullock says information sharing can take place under what's known as the Government Healthcare Information Act.
School nurses or designated public health representatives can receive information about positive cases, as well as the principal to take steps to prevent the spread of transmission in the school setting.
Bullock also noted that state health officials are working out how information regarding cases and outbreaks in schools can be disclosed to parents whose children are not close contacts and the broader public. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's governor today said he will direct more coronavirus aid to nonprofits and meatpacking businesses in the state. YPR's Kayla DeRoche reports.
Governor Steve Bullock's office announced it would add more than $32 million in coronavirus relief funds to the Social Services Nonprofit Grant Program and Montana Meat Processing Infrastructure Grant Program. While the state has redistributed some of its grant money from other programs because of lack of demand, Bullock said this week that applications from meat processors flowed in.
This program saw an incredible amount of interest and demand, making it a very competitive process.
Bullock added $7.5 million to the initial $2 million in relief funds he allotted to meat processors struggling because of the pandemic. Demand for local processors has increased during the pandemic as outbreaks close large plants elsewhere and consumers turn to local producers. The governor's office also announced it would put an extra $25 million toward the Social Services Nonprofit Grant Program due to an expressed need from the nonprofit sector. Previous recipients include youth sports programs, arts centers, and wildlife groups. Not all of the state's relief programs have been so widely used. Bullock recently repurposed about 70% of unused funds earmarked for business loan deferment into the Montana Working Capital Loan Program. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
a coalition of diverse organizations in Montana working to reform the state's criminal justice system, released their platform yesterday. YPR's Jess Sheldahl reports the Montana Coalition for Public Safety says the current system doesn't always help vulnerable populations, such as people with mental illness or those experiencing poverty.
The coalition includes representation from groups spanning the political and social spectrum. The coalition aims to promote investment in mental health and substance use disorder treatment, reform the use of bail money, call for more transparency from law enforcement, and change aspects of probation or parole. The work started when David Herbst with Americans for Prosperity, an organization that supports limited government, reached out to S.K. Rossi of the ACLU of Montana.
You know, I was excited. David made clear in his email that he wanted to talk about criminal justice issues. And honestly, it's one of those issues in Montana that hasn't gotten enough attention.
The Montana Coalition for Public Safety plans to rally support from lawmakers to adopt aspects of its policy platform next legislative session. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Montana's U.S. senators split their votes along party lines for the latest coronavirus rescue package that failed today. Republican Senator Steve Daines, who's up for re-election this November, said the Republican-backed package would have provided critical support for Montana families, workers, small businesses, and schools. Democrat John Tester voted with Democrats to block the bill he called inadequate and a, quote, one-sided proposal full of swamp priorities, end quote. The $500 billion measure was roughly half the size of legislation promoted by GOP leaders this summer, but that version was too big for most conservatives, so the bill was stripped back to focus on school aid, jobless benefits, and help for small businesses. It's unclear whether bipartisan talks on a bill will resume. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Bolton.